From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Ukraine's military says 8 soldiers have been killed and 34 wounded in fighting in the eastern part of the country in the past day. It comes despite a 4-nation ceasefire deal reached Thursday, but not yet in effect. Military officials say the fighting was particularly intense around Debaltseve. The leaders of Ukraine, Russia, Germany, and France signed the deal in the Belarusian capital of Minsk after 16 hours of grueling talks. They announced a pullback of forces battling near the Russian border, an exchange of prisoners, and a ceasefire set to begin on Sunday. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon praised the efforts of the 4 leaders to end the pro-Russia uprising in eastern Ukraine. Police in Pakistan say militants attacked a Shiite mosque in the northwestern part of the country Friday, killing at least 19 people and wounding 60 others. Explosions and gunfire were heard during the attack on the mosque in Peshawar, where worshippers had gathered for evening prayers. The attack on the mosque is the latest in a rising tide of sectarian violence in Pakistan. Meanwhile, the Pakistani Taliban has claimed responsibility for the attack. Boko Haram militants from Nigeria have killed at least 5 people during an early morning attack in Chad, according to security officials. The official said Friday that the militants attacked a village on the shores of Lake Chad but were eventually repelled by Chad's army. It's the first time Boko Haram has carried out an attack in Chad. Niger, Chad, Nigeria, Cameroon, and Benin have recently agreed to create a regional force of 8,700 troops to fight Boko Haram. This is VOA News. 4 people were killed Friday in a train accident in southern India. At least 60 were injured when 4 intercity express coaches went off the rails near Anicull. This official at the scene gave more details about what his team found. The cause of the derailment was not immediately clear. Greece and its international creditors plan to meet Friday to launch technical discussions on the country's demand to cut its massive debt and ease the austerity measures the lenders imposed on Athens. The Dutch finance minister has said the meeting is designed to find common ground between Greece's goal to end what it sees as crippling austerity and Europe's adamant stance against changing the terms on more than $300 billion loans to Athens. As he attended his first European Union summit in Brussels Thursday, Greece's new prime minister, Alexis Tsipras, reached an agreement for Greek officials to meet representatives of the Eurozone, the European Central Bank, and the International Monetary Fund. Cameroon is sending more troops to reinforce security at the border village of Mabas after Boko Haram militants kidnapped another 11 people. Moki Edwin Kinzika reports.
Soldiers in the Cameroon military sing as they leave for the village of Mabas on Cameroon's northern border with Nigeria. It is in the village that suspected Boko Haram insurgents have killed scores of people, slitting throats and shooting victims within the past 3 weeks. Yerima Buba, who is a resident of Mabas, told VOA in a telephone interview the attackers struck again Thursday night, stole cattle, burned a local church and a mosque, and kidnapped 11 people. He says 7 of the kidnapped people were young girls and 4 were elderly women. Moki Edwin Kinzika, Yaoundé.
Clashes between government troops and ethnic Kokang rebels near the Chinese border in Myanmar, also known as Burma, has left 47 soldiers dead and 73 wounded, according to state media Friday. The Global New Light of Myanmar newspaper reported Friday that the government had notified Beijing because fighting had forced thousands of civilians to flee across the border into China. U.S. President Barack Obama plans to sign an executive order Friday aimed at encouraging companies and organizations to share more information about cybersecurity threats with the government and each other. Mr. Obama will sign the order at a White House conference on cybersecurity and consumer protection at Stanford University in California. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.